Welcome back to the buyauburn.com podcast, where we spotlight Auburn-owned businesses and members of the business network we're building at buyauburn.com. And today we got a really fun one. If you've ever spent any time in a live chat, at a barn cast, you've probably seen JJ getting in the mix and being hilarious. We got John Brannon, a.k.a. JJ from Jack Arse Rentals here today, and I gotta be honest, I'm excited for this one. JJ, glad you're here,
man. It's surreal to be out of the comment section and in the studio. I just don't know what to do with myself.
There you go. Yeah, we'll get you on video soon too. How about that? This is audio only, but we'll get you really into the spotlight very soon. JJ, we do a really fun segment with your company on Fridays on the Top Button podcast called Jack Arse of the Week. It was actually your idea, where we come up with like the craziest stories of the week, and we label a Jack Arse, and they've been a lot of fun, and I think a lot of people have fun with them. So it's cool that you're not only a part of buyauburn.com, but by a big part of the barn community as well. So obviously enjoy that. JJ, one thing we do here is we take the Auburn business owner, Auburn-owned business very, very serious. Auburn-owned business. We take that very serious. And we typically ask guys to, or girls to, you know, kind of prove that you're an Auburn-owned business. What's your Auburn connection? And I guess nobody's – there haven't been any that have been like remotely questionable. It's pretty obvious. Like these
no phonies.
There's no phonies. Yeah. So tell us what your Auburn connection is.
So I have a couple. Going back a couple of generations, my grandfather, bear with me. I know when I say this, what's this guy talking about? Just bear with me. My grandfather played football for the University of Georgia. He was starting center.
Not a good start.
Long snapper. Okay. Bear with me. Was then drafted World War II, came back, finished his football career at Auburn.
Wow.
That's one. So we got one. Second, my father, my aunt, my uncle, all Auburn grads. My father ran track for Coach Mel Rosen, and his claim to fame was he set the state long jump record while he was at Auburn. It didn't last. A new wave of athletes came in soon after. But he had a brief claim to fame of that long jump. So, I stayed in state because of the Hope Scholarship in Georgia. I saved the money. It's only, 30, 40 minutes from Columbus. So I got my fair share of time at Auburn, but, those are my Auburn ties.
I think you pass. How did your granddad or your great granddad?
Yeah, my granddad.
So, I mean, nowadays, that's not going to fit in the 5-year window, I don't think. I don't know. You might have to get a waiver or file an injunction to make that happen now, right?
I think getting shot at by the enemy.
They give you a pass for that.
No pun intended, grandfathered him in for extra eligibility.
Yeah, I think you get a pass. If a bullet flew in your vicinity in war, you probably get a few extra years.
He was a navigator for a B-52 bomber, so I'm sure he had some pretty interesting moments.
Oh, no doubt about that. JJ, I think you passed that test. What's your favorite Auburn memory? Everybody's got one. It could be childhood. It could be, this past year. I hope it's not this past year. Hopefully you got some better Auburn memories than something that's happened in the last couple of years.
Right. So mine's a little bit unique because it's a memory of the events surrounding a big Auburn moment. I've been a part of some big ones. I was out in Arizona in 2010 for the national championship game. Was in Jordan-Hare for the miracle in Jordan-Hare. And then we come to the kick six. And let me just give a little background. So I have season tickets, but I rarely sit in the seats because – I like to stand in the walkway with all my friends.
Yeah.
We can all hang out together, go to the restroom quick, go to the concession stand quick, run around, hoot and holler. So the kick six, I'm standing there, and at this point, you know, there's a few people that have started to kind of file out because they think, oh, no, you know, Auburn's going to screw this up again. So there's a few extra people on the walkway than normal. I see the ball is kicked. I see it come down. And then, you know, I guess it becomes apparent that, you know, he may run this back, and people are hooting and hollering. And before I know it, I'm on the floor. And I got bodies on top of me. I'm in a full-on pileup. People are just going nuts and just fell all over me. And so I didn't know what happened. People are going crazy. I've got people on top of me. I'm trying to get up and finally get up and was told what happened and ran down to the field. But, you know, the memory is kind of twofold because of what happened in the game. But, you know, I didn't actually get to see it because people were – drunk and out of control.
Did you know what was happening when you were on the ground?
No, I mean, I just saw.
Did you know it was good? How about that?
Yeah, I knew it was good.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good, but like, you know, just mass confusion because I didn't get to see it, you know, and probably had, you know, a couple of drinks in me and just sure. Knew it was good, but didn't know what happened. But, you know, definitely a fond memory.
Man, I remember where I was when that happened. So I didn't actually go into the game, but they started opening Neville and showing the games with Rod calling the games, and it would be packed. Like, it was packed to the gills for the Georgia game, and then it was packed. I mean, I guess it seats 9,000 people. Like, they had concessions, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it was packed for that one too. And that thing happened, and it felt like we were in the stadium. Like, everybody was going nuts. You're hugging and, you know, hugging, high-fiving, kissing, whatever. Everybody around you, like, it was a blast. And I do remember I was coming down with the flu, and like, I was running off adrenaline, and I ended up like going getting tested like the very next day. That drive home was I was living in Gulf Shores at the time. That drive was brutal. But yeah, like, you get outside, and once it kind of sits in and the adrenaline wears off, then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely feeling sick now, but I'll never forget that as long as I live. It was it's just one of those moments like you always will remember as long as you live where you were and what was happening at that point in time. It's just such a special memory for a lot of folks.
So you were spreading joy and illness.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they were appreciative of that.
It could be like that could have been like the great grandfather to, you know, COVID. Like, who knows? Like, that could have been ground zero in some sort of
patient zero
in some sort of way. Yeah. So, who's your favorite athlete, Auburn athlete of all time?
This is going to be extremely cliche, but let me explain why. So, I'm going to go with Bo Jackson.
Okay.
And yes, of course, you know, amazing.
Big step out.
Person, this, that, you know. But, you know, that aside, you know, I've been fortunate enough to meet him a few times in public at events, you know, run into him randomly. But, you know, when you meet people who are famous and well-known, and I briefly worked in the movie industry, so I've been fortunate enough to meet, you know, some fairly well-known people. One thing I'm always curious of is how is this person, you know, when you actually meet them, are they a jerk? You know, are they arrogant? Are they really, you know, genuine? Bo Jackson is one of the most humble, down to earth people I've ever met. He's consistently that way every time I've come across him, you know, and it just makes me really proud that, you know, he's from Auburn. I mean, If he would have been from somewhere else, I probably would still love him, but I would be really jealous. But I'm really just glad that we get to claim him because he's just a fantastic person.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. He's one of the best. There's no question there. And you know, just all of the stories around him, like everybody I feel like has a Bo Jackson story. And yeah, we get to claim him, got a statue of him and, you know, all that good stuff. He's in Auburn a ton too. Like, he built a big house here.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine that, like, there's anybody that doesn't know who Bo Jackson is. Like, you would think everybody that you come across, if you say Bo Jackson, like, they're going to know who he is. Like, you know, Bo's like, you know, his real name, right?
Yeah. Vincent. Yeah.
Vincent. Okay. So take that for a second and put a pin in it. Funny story where it's kind of a sidebar. I was in construction sales before I got really into podcasting, and I was doing a project with a builder who was building Bo's house, and I had to do a lot of deliveries, like drop stuff off for, you know, the fireplaces he was building and so on and so forth. But one day, I'm doing a delivery and this car pulls up and is like, "Hey, is this the, you know, is this," they read the name, "is this Vincent Jackson? Is this where he lives or something like that?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, that's Vincent. This is Vincent Jackson." But they had no idea who Vincent Jackson was. Like, they're like, can you get this to Vincent Jackson?" Like, if it was me, I'd be like, "Man, I got Bo's mail. How can I get Bo's mail to him?" And, you know, so on and so forth. But I was like, how do you not know? How can you live in Auburn and not know when you see that name who it is? It's just something I'll always remember.
The sign of the times. I blame video games.
There you go. Video games. Yep. Yeah. You're probably all over that. All right. You passed the test. I love talking about this stuff first, though, because I feel like it gets people a chance to connect with you and whatnot before they actually do business with you. But let's actually talk about the business. Jack Arce Rentals, you're located in Columbus, Georgia, correct?
That's right.
And kind of talk about what you do, because it's pretty, I like this. I like this idea. So talk about what you do.
Yeah. So, you know, we rent small to medium construction, landscaping equipment, lifts, concrete equipment. And I spent about 20 years working for one of the big corporate rental houses. And there's some great people there, but you know, the in some industries and some businesses, the corporate mentality is just out of control with the rules. And, you know, it makes it difficult to really take care of the customer, because it's all about taking care of the shareholder in these publicly traded companies.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm old school. I think that if you take care of the customer and take care of your employees, you know, the money side's going to work out. But a lot of big corporations don't have the patience, and so they have all these rules and regulations. So I just got sick of it. A friend of mine started the company, asked me to come run it for him, gave me a piece of ownership. And we are the, I guess, the anti-corporate rental house. You know, our prices are not set by what the market bears. They're based off our true overhead. You know, we want to make a modest profit, not a killing. And so, you know, I don't have a bunch of, you know, three or four tractor trailers. I don't have, you know, 20, 25 employees. I don't have three or four expensive service trucks. So, you know, our prices reflect that. So, you know, with us, you're going to get great rates no matter what. I think we have probably the lowest rates within a 50-mile radius of Auburn. At least that's best I can tell. So great rates. The second is going to be great service. You know, we really value building a true relationship with our customer. We typically service the medium to smaller contractor, you know, from the single guy doing stuff up to the, you know, plumbing company that's got, you know, 10 employees. But, you know, we want to get to know our customer. You know, I know you got kids playing ball. How's that going? You know, are you going to the beach next week? Oh, I'm jealous. You know, genuinely care about what you have going on in your life. Because I want to build loyalty. You know, if you need something, I want you to feel comfortable calling me, you know, anytime. And the third thing is flexible options. And this is a really big advantage. And the best way I can describe it to you is maybe giving a couple of examples.
So, yeah, give us some examples.
You know, let's say that you're a landscaper and you have a contract for Chick-fil-A. Well, they're only going to let you work at that property on Sunday because they're closed. Well, if you rent a piece of equipment from most places, you're probably going to have to pick it up on Friday or have it delivered Friday. So they might not charge you for Friday, but they're going to charge you for Saturday and Sunday. And let's say that it's a 2-day project. So you're leaving it out there the entire next week, but you're not really working except for two consecutive Sundays. If you're a customer and you come to me and say, "Hey, this is what's going on. This is what I have, you know, dealing with," you know, as long as I don't have an extremely high volume for that machine, I'm going to work with you. We're going to find something that's fair to you, fair to us. So you're not going to have to pay a week or week and a half for that piece of equipment that you're only using for 2 days. So that would be one example. The second example would be, oftentimes plumbing companies, especially on the residential side, they have to replace drain lines going to the street. So they would rent an excavator. They would dig up that old line. they would replace it. And then they've got to call a city inspector to come out and check that work.
They don't come out day of.
No, very rarely. Now, some counties are lucky. They can send pictures in and they approve that. But very, very often you've got to wait a day. So this poor plumber is using a machine for an hour to dig up a pipe, putting in the new pipe, calling for inspection. And I mean, it may be the next day before the guy gets out there, and then he's got to cover it back up, all the digging he did. So quite often he's occupying that machine for 2, sometimes 3 days. You're the customer. You explain to me that that's what's going on with this project. Again, if I've got, you know, reasonable demand, you know, if I don't have to have that machine back, probably going to just gonna charge you a day, or we're going to come up with something that's fair to you. And that way you can, the customer mind can bill their customer a fair rate, which helps them get jobs in the future and helps them, you know, when they're in a competitive bid situation. So, you know, let's have the conversation and let's come up with something that works for both of us. And most rental companies don't do that because they have these corporate rules and the stiffness. I don't want that. We don't have that. So, you know, I think that we offer something that's could be valuable for anybody.
Common sense is what it sounds like to me. Yeah. Like, you know, anybody can – I always say zero tolerance is just lazy leadership. Like anybody can if it's black and white like that, anybody can do that. But like having the connection and the ability to be flexible, I think that's good for any product, but sure. Specifically these type of deals when you're doing a project and, you know, you got to have a piece of equipment, you know, you got to have a piece of equipment to get it done. Talk about your work, like your area that you cover. And like the areas like people that would, you know, I guess in a reasonably be calling you for help.
So we typically service about a 45-mile radius from Columbus. So, I mean, that covers Auburn, Opelika. We have active customers in those areas. You know, we're open to renting to homeowners and contractors. We just require, you know, a driver's license, or if you're a business, a W-9. And a bank card, you know, it can be a debit card or a credit card, just because of the cost of these things and the rates, you know, typically it's somewhat higher dollar amount. So we typically don't do in cash, but, you know, you have those two things and, you know, and look, we don't mind, you know, if you're a homeowner and you're trying to do something at your house, you know, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to be completely honest with you as a customer. If I think it's probably not a good idea for you to try this, I'm going to tell you that. But if it's something you can absolutely do, you know, my driver, my mechanic, whoever brings the machine out, or if you come get it, we're going to show you how to do it. You know, we're going to make you feel comfortable because, I mean, you know, you have to learn somewhere.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we're more than happy to show you. And we have customers that do that. And then they get comfortable and then they're able to rent, you know, in the future. So don't hesitate. Don't be shy to reach out. You know, we'll talk about it and, you know, give you an honest opinion on whether we think it's a good idea for you to DIY that project or not.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking skid steers, mini skids, mini X's, any kind of lift. If you need to go up in the air, there's just about any kind of lift you can imagine.
Yeah. You need to do some light limb trimming. We got you covered. You need to do some painting on the side of a building. We got you covered. You're working, you know, doing concrete saws, concrete buggies, skid steers, mini skid steers, excavators, you know, all that good stuff. All of my pricing and stats and specifications of the machines are on the website. We have nothing to hide. You can get quotes on that website 24/7. You need reservations, or, you know, I'll give everybody my cell phone. Feel free to reach out to me. Call me, text me, email me. I'll get back to you even after hours. You know, if I'm eating dinner or something, bear with me. I will get back to you. But, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, and for barn listeners, we have a special discount.
Yep.
If you do something online in the discount code section, you can put barn10. You get an additional 10% off already low rates. Or you can give it to me verbally if we're talking on the phone or if you're texting. So that's a fantastic deal. I mean, it's
no doubt.
Great price, but, you know, an extra 10% off. I mean, definitely go for that.
Can't beat that. And obviously we really appreciate that. I'll make sure your contact information is in the description below. So if you're listening online or listening, just go look at the description. You'll be able to see JJ's cell phone and website that you can reach out. It's jackarsrentals.com to get all the information. And if you live anywhere near the Columbus, Auburn, Opelika, and you're doing a project, you need to give JJ a call, man. You need to give JJ a call and show them some love. And let's pump up these Auburn owned businesses. JJ, man, thank you for joining us. It's kind of cool to see you and talk to you instead of just type back and forth. So yeah,
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And hopefully, hopefully this gets you guys, get some people in the door. Let's blow it up. Let's blow Jack Arse Rentals up and make sure when you're watching the Top Button Podcast on Fridays, that Friday final segment, Jack Arse of the Week, it's always electric. It's always a lot of fun. JJ, man, thank you for joining us. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure you go check out jackarserentals.com. We'll be back again very, very soon. War Eagle.
War Eagle.